Number 146 from June of 2018, a one-day program. I recently ran into a man that I had worked with in drug alcohol treatment many years ago. He told me that he didn't really like me very much when he was in treatment 24 years ago, but said that he was grateful to me now because what I had told him was the truth, and he needed truth to get over his denial and delusions. Well, I told him that he looked good, and I was always glad to see some people that had profited from treatment and were still doing well. He replied that, "I look good too, except my hair was a different color now." I told him that it was platinum blonde. He mistakenly thought it was gray. He asked how old I was, and I told him. And then he said that he had a couple birthdays coming up very soon. He said that his belly button birthday was in a week, and his sobriety birthday was in 3 weeks. For those not familiar with these terms, they are expressions often used by recovering folks to talk about two important days, the day they were born and the day they got sober and stayed sober. The interesting thing is that the belly button birthday, when they were born, seems far less important than the sobriety birthday as time goes on. The sobriety birthday marks the day that an addicted person started a new life free from their addictive agent. It celebrates the day when that person stopped being their own god and surrendered to a higher power than themselves. This higher power is what enables them to do every day what they cannot do by their own efforts. It is the beginning of an ongoing relationship with that higher power, which the more religious folks in the group would call God. 1 week after my encounter with this recovering man, I ran into another former patient who had relapsed and said that he was going to go to an AA meeting and take a beginner's token that night and start all over again with a new sobriety birthday. Well, I reminded him, it is just a one-day program. The good news is that you only have to do it for 1 day. The bad news is that it only lasts for 1 day. The experience of these two men remind me of the daily struggles that we all have as Christians. All of us have two birthdays as well. Most Lutherans can't remember either one of these days because they were too young, but they are still just as important. Some people remember very clearly when they were born in Christ for their second birthday, however. St. Paul said, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." Jesus told the Jewish leader Nicodemus that he had to be born a second time or born from above, and Nicodemus took him quite literally when Jesus meant spiritually. Lutherans teach that this second birthday of our baptism has to do with maintaining an ongoing relationship with the Lord. We teach that faith is not just something you possess in case you ever need it, which sounds more like a box of crackers in your cupboard than it does a relationship. Faith is a relationship, and like all relationships, it ebbs and flows, sometimes feeling closer and sometimes feeling further away. In some ways, we too have a one-day program. Any day we want, we can pray for God's Spirit to come to us and give us strength to do what we can't do on our own. Any day we choose, we can surrender ourselves to God and let Him use us as He wills. Any day at all, He can begin doing those things in us that make us close to Him.